From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Marva Hinton. The Key West Literary Seminar continues this week. There is a short film being screened during the festival called Writers on Chickens. The film looks at Key West chicken population through the eyes of Key West writers. Filmmakers Carrie and Jane Winfrey join me now to discuss the film. You did not initially mean to make a film about writers and chickens. What was the film originally supposed to be about?
There is an ongoing film that we're making about writers in Key West, going back to John Dos Passos and Ernest Hemingway and Tennessee Williams and on, Key West has become quite the haven for writers. So we were interviewing some of the contemporary writers here, Phyllis Rose and Judy Blume, Robert Stone. And at the end of each interview, knowing that the literary seminar this year was going to be called Writers on Writers, we did get the idea that maybe we could get something, put together something about writers on chickens. So our last question at the end of every interview, and we would ask, what's your position on Key West chickens? And out of that last question, we put together this little spin-off from the ongoing film that we're still working on.
Well, there seem to be two camps as far as the chickens are concerned. Either you love them or you hate them.
I think the roosters are gorgeous.
I love them. I love them.
I hate chickens. If chickens could all have their vocal cords cut, I wouldn't object to them quite so much.
That was Harry Matthews and Mary Claire Blay expressing their love for chickens and Phyllis Rose expressing her disdain. Now, were you surprised that people had such strong feelings about the chickens?
Surprised and delighted. As a filmmaker, it sort of told me that we were going to be able to make something out of this after all. If everybody had agreed, we would have been in trouble. But we were surprised at the depth of passion and also delighted at the divergence of views.
It's also interesting that some people have the impression that the Key West chickens are an indigenous population being threatened by the human population, where a few other people say that the chickens are a recent group and therefore don't have any right to be here.
Well, you two interviewed lots of heavy hitters in the literary world, including, as you already said, Judy Blume, Robert Stone, also Harvey Shapiro and Meg Cabot, just to name a few. Who had the best chicken story?
I would have to say that it's a tie between Mike Mushaw, who has documented very precisely when he thinks chickens began living here in the streets, which was recent, not historic, and Meg Cabot admitting that she loves the chickens, but she also likes to hit them with a hose to get them out of her own yard. So I think that those are two sort of colorful ways of dealing with them.
Just to forestall any libel suits from Meg Cabot, I think she said she turned the hose on them, not hit them with the hose.
Okay, but you're right. She probably just sprinkled them, gave them a little shower.
Right.
No animals were abused in the Meg Cabot backyard.
Okay, well, Carrie and Jane Winfrey of Short Pants Productions, thanks so much for joining me today.
Marva, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
Their short film, Writers on Chickens, is being shown during the Key West Literary Seminar, which runs through the weekend. You can find out a lot more about it at WLRN.org. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton.